Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now. Brains, look who we got up in his house. Rachel Ray Johnson. You better get that name right, okay? She is the business. She is a boss when it comes to innovation and business strategies. A sister in color in that space. I'm loving it. She is an author. She got two printed books and one ebook. She's doing the most, and she's a speaker, and she's going to speak to us, and we are going to chop it up like some Ginsu knives. I ain't playing. I love it when I can let y'all up in the room and I can be 100 me. Y'all better fasten your seatbelts. Help me welcome her to the edge, Rachel Ray Johnson. How you doing?
Yes. Hello, my queen. I'm so happy to be here. I was looking forward to this day. Oh, you'd have thought it was a birthday or Christmas coming. I kept checking on the calendar.
That's sweet, girl. I wish I could play some music and you add some wine. We just really do it up. That's all right. This virtual thing is fun, too.
It is.
You know what? I need some help, right? You know, I need some sister help. Excuse me, Brian. Okay. Y'all continuate in the room. I'm in my feelings, girl. Help me through this. Now, you're a mother, right?
Yes.
Okay. So my daughter left, you know, moved out. She had to move back during the pandemic, and I done got comfortable with her here. Girl, okay. She told me today she's moving, and I just...
No.
I'm not going this way. I'm happy for her, you know, her independence and all that, but girl, I'm an empty nester for real. Something about that feels strange.
Listen, I remember when my son moved out and I came into the house and the atmosphere had changed. Like, I could feel that his presence was gone. And I was like, it was like an elephant sitting on my chest. I was like, nobody prepared me for this. Yeah, I understand.
And you know, and Mr. Magnificent thinking he gonna ride me like the rodeo, but no. Anyway, you can come back in, Brains. We gonna have some fun, girl. We gonna talk about some stuff. What you been doing down there in Baltimore, Maryland? And are they behaving down there? Because y'all been, you know, after Mr. 45 left, has it settled down?
I'ma say yes, because that's the politically correct answer.
All right.
However, on the low, we tend to march at a different drum. We have our own beat in Baltimore. And I love my city. I'm proud of my city. I'm a true Baltimorean. So we just gonna leave that first answer.
All right. Brains, you can color in the white space any way you want. Pink, purple.
Purple.
I know. That's what I was getting to, girl. I'm like, that's your signature thing, is the purple hair. And I'm going to ask you another question. Do you incorporate that? That should be in your budget, on your line item. Because that hair be like, you know, it be beat every time I see it.
Listen,
I know you be sitting there.
It is what I do.
Yes. Did you used to do hair or, you know, just you got a balling hairstylist?
No, shout out to my hairstylist, Kiara, and I love her with my whole heart. Purple is my happy place. So I used to just always keep something purple on my person. But when I ventured out to this entrepreneurial thing, I thought, you know, I can keep it classy, I can keep it boss, but I'm going to make sure it is always on me. And it became my signature that people stopped following my business and started following Rachel Ray, because they remember is the purple, and it's so my energy, so my personality.
Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. Well, keep doing it. Getting your hair done is expensive now. I bet in Baltimore too. Ooh, wait, I haven't been to the salon. I went natural, and then I just plaited up, and I got like, you know, 15 different personalities. I call them either my hair options or my personalities. It depends on how I'm feeling.
Do you name girls?
Girl, yeah. Yeah. Some exotic names. Chi-Chi. You know? It's fun, though, because hair is fashion and style.
Yeah.
And fashion and style has a lot to do with how you carry yourself with class, dignity, and grace in the workplace.
I agree wholeheartedly.
And people be on these Zooms, girl, looking like the cat's drug of men. Get yourself together. Put some lipstick on, girl. Brush your hair. It ain't cute. That natural look. You talking about business, and your reach is why? I want to talk about business innovation and strategies, girl. You better put some knowledge on these people.
Listen, as a brand strategist, and not just a brand strategist, an innovative brand strategist, what I do for myself and for my clients is make sure that the influencer, the thought creator that you are, has to come across in what you put out there. You have to wear it. You have to walk it. You have to talk it. And then you have to package it so that people can identify with it and connect. So just as I was saying that people started to see my character come out not only in my hair, I don't know if it shows up on the Zoom, but my eyes are amethyst. They are purple. Oh, and wow. That was one of the things that I told my eye doctor when I realized I needed to wear contacts. Everything about me needs to speak to my brand, not just my personal brand.
Me but too. My logo and influence, girl. We got the mugs. It's product
placement. I love it.
Yes, it's product placement and branding, and it's visibility. That's what people don't understand. Girl, I have learned from some of the masters, okay, on how to make a dollar out of 15 cents when it comes to branding, but it's visibility and consistency. You gonna change your logo, you gonna do this. You don't see Coca-Cola changing their logo. When you see that Nike check, you don't need to look no further. Branding is consistency and in people's face all the time. They have to eat, sleep, and drink you.
One of the things that I like to do is I actually will show them the logo without the mantra. Mm. And they catch it every time. This is what I want them to be able to have when they get their message across. Because if they don't have awareness, engagement, if they don't become an influencer, you're not going to have the leads and sale conversion that you're looking for. Because they don't know who you are.
Exactly. But conversion is closing the deal, brains. Shut the door. Get paid. Be happy. Pay your taxes. That's what it's all about. But all this stepping, fletching, and trying to floss, and I'm going to get you to six figures. There's folks trying to get to the next $60 to pay their light bill. Why are you tripping?
So it is such a thorn for me.
It's some trickery. Tell them how to dodge that bullet when they see them shysters coming and them shyster coaches. Okay. Wait, check this out. They trying to coach you and they still a trainee. How you going to do that?
I always tell people there's two things. If you've never heard of the person, anybody can sound good. Be weary. Check for receipts. Check for social proof. Go look for them. Google them. If they don't have pages of proof, when you Google them, step away. When you go to look at their platforms, if you can't see that they're doing what you told them to do, or at least testimonials from other people that say that they're doing what they tell you they can do, leave it alone. The second thing is everybody has this $27 to $99 thing that they can do. Most of the things that would be the $27 to $99 thing that you can do, I offer for free. My mentors always told me, make sure your free product, your lead magnet, is better than your competitor's free product. Because if I tell you how to do something and you can do it on your own, you'll do it. And then if you get to a point that you're stuck, then you'll come to me. I'd rather have that and have an integrous relationship where I can really let you get your return on investment, then to give you $27 where you'll get to a point and can't do it. And then you have to pay me $67 to get to a point where you can't do it and keep nickel and diming you. That doesn't make my name you can't do the job.
We got a different strategy on that. You get paid for doing the work. There's a lot, and I understand what you're saying, generating leads, magnets, but that's not the paradigm for everybody. Because some people, you got to get paid up front.
And that's fine, but make sure the product actually works. A lot of times,
and make sure that it's value. Exactly. And like you said, you got to get the receipts. You can't just be saying any old thing. You can't just say any old thing to me and I could accept your friend request. I'm going to check right. it out. For-
A lot of these tier processes are, you need to make a sentence, but what they give you is the first letter, knowing that's not going to lead you to a sentence. And that's what I'm talking about. Not actually doing the work, not actually working. They're just teasing you with these levels. And that's what gets you in trouble. And that's what I want you to look for. Not the lower product and then the next step, right. but no product that looks good and you pay for it and don't know till you get it in your hand.
Did y'all take notes? Y'all can rewind, okay? Because she broke it down in the simplest form. You be doing some work at the church. What you doing over at the church? What is the church like now? I mean, you know, because I ain't congregated since COVID. Just me and Jesus, just here. I ain't had no choir, girl, nothing. No offering, nothing. I paid my tithes now. I did pay my tithes. But, you know, just none of that good stuff that we get in the good old church. I miss it.
I am a leader at my current ministry. So we're actually doing Zoom ministry until October the 3rd. We get to go back in the building, which I'm so happy for. But I have been involved actively in ministry since 1999. In my former ministry, I have been active, a lay leader. And unfortunately, many of us suffer from church hurt. And I stepped out. And
well, the church is for the hurt.
Listen.
Where else would we have to go? Well, you got to go to Jesus' house when you hurt? Really? And you know what? We're all human beings. You got to have your own personal connection with the divine. No, I don't need no interceder. My godmother used to say, oh, and the pastor going to come pray for me. Going to pray for me. He ain't been here to pray for me. Whatevs. I mean, with all due respect, you got to go right here.
And that's what I had to learn. I was growing by leaps and bounds. I was involved in ministry. Sometimes it can be an all-boy network, just like any corporate environment, because there is a business side to ministry. And the pain I experienced made me back away. And for about 2 years, I sat home and licked my wounds.
Yeah.
But my current pastor actually came to me and was like, okay, how long are you going to do this? Because your ministry gifts are needed. So I went back to work. You know, I put on my big girl's slacks and, you know, my heels, and I went back in feet first and answered the call and did what I needed to do.
Wow. So what's going on in the church down there with COVID? How y'all supporting the community? What are you doing?
We are actually making sure that with my ministry, families don't suffer fiscally, and those families that are suffering as far as health-wise, we are undergirding their loved ones so that they can undergird those family members that have taken ill. A lot of people are missing the financial support that they had originally, and getting back on their feet is slow. So whatever we can do as far as make ends meet with utilities, food, those things, not just our ministry, but many of the ministries here located in Baltimore are doing that.
Yeah, that's good. You know, and really maybe helping people with resumes, getting more engaged in, you know, getting jobs, collaborating together for some childcare. So because it's financially tough on everybody. But you got to pour into the machine. It's not just about giving a hand up. We got to get a hand out. You got to keep that energy flowing. And just like you guys are working to get the money, where's that money coming from? Because those grants are drying up, and they're looking at nonprofit status for churches with a side eye. So there's a lot of stuff going on. People are not contributing and donating. You know, tithes and offerings down. It's different when you're in the room. versus, you know, virtually. You got to keep these machines running. Brains, money is energy. I tell you that all the time. And my stuff be running like a generator.
Now, there are also some organizations locally and statewide that are also providing help, and not just fiscally either, in kind, like you mentioned. Like, there are some independent car services that are helping children who don't qualify for bus services get back and forth to school. There are slowly but surely some services, and some of them are independent, that are taking limited amount of kids for daycare service. Mm-hmm. There are not many that still have before and after care, but at least that's helping with those parents that are able to get back into school. Mm-hmm. So you just have to look for them, but yeah, they do exist.
Yeah, they do. And reach out. You know somebody to know somebody. Come on, we in the community. Everybody got to hook up. You find out at the hair shop, girl. How you get that? Whatever you need. So now back to your business endeavors. In your book, you've written a lot of, I think some texts. You've got three things.
Nah, that's big.
Okay, so what's the top page of the book?
So the first book that I wrote was actually Content Marketing Strategies, How to Influencer in the market. And the reason that I wrote that is when the world was open or more fluid, I used to travel the nation speaking on and training in social media and digital marketing. And there were a lot of questions that people had. So actually, I put this book together to answer some of those frequent questions.
Okay, can I stop you right there? Because I got a couple of those frequent questions I want to
okay,
I want to pop out at you. Okay. Girl, the algorithm done got funky.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. And people, you have to understand that Zuckerberg is a businessman. He ain't doing this because you cute.
I tell people that all the time.
This is a business.
Yes.
Wait, but it's cold-blooded because it's like the underground internet drug mafia, because he got you hooked. He got you hooked, baby. You don't go to the bathroom without your phone. And you're alive, you say you do. You don't go to the restaurant without your phone. I ask people all the time, three things you can't live without, they phone. You know, all of this. And it's Facebook, Facebook, Facebook. But Facebook is the machine. It is churning. Then you got Instagram. Then you got TikTok. I mean, you have something to amuse you all day. But these are businesses. These are businesses. They collecting data. You get mad when your stuff gets shared. You don't put it out there. Got pictures of your business all out there. You don't put it out there. So it's theirs now. What do you think? And can you warn some of these people about their digital footprint? I mean, we've said it a million times, but they don't get it.
No. I no longer put personal stuff out on social media. I mean, I got caught up like everybody else, especially when it first came out, because it was a whole lot of fun, especially when you would connect with people you hadn't seen in years. I know I'm dating myself, judge yourself. So you would see people that you knew from junior high school, high school, maybe even college, from past jobs, and you would just get free.
And boyfriends and girlfriends and all they business, girl.
Yeah, I ain't want to touch on that, but just past full. And it was also a way of staying connected with family members who were spread out from afar. So you would get comfortable as if you were talking to them on the phone or talking to them face to face. And then you started running into the criminal element. Well, they exist everywhere. They put more work into finding ways to cheat you out of stuff than they would turning that into a business and doing something that would be more above board. But that's just me and my soapbox.
Catfishing. I had a woman on my show. She got catfished, girl, out of $500,000 in 3 months.
Yeah, it's terrible.
In 3 months. So it's a talent to this, brains. It's the new 21st, 22nd century hustle. You better get up on game.
So one of the things I always look for, people respond to me and it's like, oh, I see you're doing this. I see you're doing that. let's collaborate. No. I'm looking at your platform. It's not consistent. There's nothing here that says you do this particular thing. And I never get involved with anybody who does anything financial. Bitcoin, travel agents. And it's so sad because some of these people could be on the up and up, but just as a guideline, a basis, I don't do it. Now, if it's a travel agent, I may give it a little bit more viewing. Like, I may dig deep in there and see what type of responses they're getting from people. And if I'm really interested, I look for somebody that I am a mutual friend with and ask questions of that person.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is I travel so much, I already have an A, B, and a C person that I deal with. Right. But just in case you're interested in that, I never talk to anybody that does market level.
MLM, and you know what? Let's give them a disclaimer because I don't promote them on my show either. And it's not because it's a bad thing.
No, it's just that the way that they do it, you have to really have an interest in doing it.
But integrity is integrity. You know, you got a problem with them, the upline, doing something wrong, unethical, FCC come in, you get a bad batch of whatever this magic elixir that you got, somebody have a heart attack, they coming to you, they not going to the outline, then when the downline don't perform, yada yada, run out of product, it becomes a pyramid scheme, Brains, I can't tell you no other way. However, on the flip side of that, there's been some amazing pyramids. I mean, look at Mary Kay.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Look at Avon.
Yes.
Look at Princess House Crystal. Look at Amway, you know, so all of them ain't shucking and jiving, but you need to do your due diligence and, you know, you have to decide what you're going to do. You got to have an exit strategy, how long you going to stay. You know, they have the prepaid legal service. Girl, I did that, girl. That was the bomb. You know, but it just depends on where they are. So, yeah, I know what you're saying.
And I don't have don't have the temperament or the time for it. So I usually just discount them. Yeah. But this is the one that I'm surprised catch people, but it always does. And someone will jump into your inbox and no matter what it is, they always have a good story. But when you click on the profile, you'll see that everything they put into their timeline was either that day up to 3 to 8 days ago. Everything from somebody's timeline should not be that small of a window. Okay. And if it is, they're not established enough for you to do any homework. So I don't deal with that person.
Wait. Or you see a barrage of pictures, because I'm very active out there. And when I click on your profile and you ain't got nothing but women on there, okay, and you a doctor or you a lawyer, the hell you are, you a bum, and the
or somebody from another country that's supposed to be like a multi-millionaire.
Wait, no, the lady that was on my show, she said he told her, you know, played her favorite songs, and he told her that he had to get a visa to get to this other country, he was gonna get some work, you know, soon he get there, I'm gonna come and see you, now I got to get the equipment and all that. And I'm saying, you know what? Y'all better get up on your ghetto cards, your G cards, because that don't even make no sense. I wish I would date you online or in your face and you ask me to pay for dinner more than 2 times. You out, buddy.
And that's another reason why I'm opposed to on these platforms when they ask you the things that you like, the things that you do, and you list that long list of, I like music, I like R&B, I like gospel, I like the travel, I like these foods, I like these drinks. That's too much information for somebody to become or to talk about the things that interest you and the things that you like. Think about no matter what platform you're on, like a business platform. And if it's truly just for pleasure, think about what you would tell a stranger. Mm. And if these things are more than what you would tell a stranger, don't put it on there because your friends already know it. So you don't need to be that free.
But you know, but it's a release, okay? It is like a metaphoric, it's like a drug almost. I feel like I'm talking to you, we right in the room side by side. But when you date me online, I need you to Zoom. You're not going to be texting me because, see, I'm a wordsmith. I'm a poet. And I get off on words. You know, my husband put the Mac on me and it's all over. You know, I like that. So when you type and you giving it your undivided attention, you're really paying attention to what they're saying. No, we're going to Zoom. And I want to see you at your mama house and your kids. All that kind of stuff. Because the folks is weird. But you got to watch these men. You got to watch these women. You know, all this sex texting. That don't turn me on. I need to see it live and in person. I'm not going to be trying to look at that on Twitter. I mean, on Instagram.
I have texted or DM people who are removed from me, second and third generation, and tell them there's a street sign behind you. I can see the numbers on the house that you're communicating from. You haven't blocked out the license plates on the car that's near you. I don't know if it's yours or not, but we have to be mindful. We have to be in the moment when we're doing stuff like this. My calendar is actually behind me, which is why when I'm in a certain area in my home, my Zoom background is always up because the things that I put on my calendar were simplistic or complex. Nobody needs to see it. That's not a part of my team.
Right. They don't, you know, and folks tell everything, girl, they got what they eat for dinner and, you know, what they at their grandma's house. And, oh, wait, and don't get cussed out on it. People will go all in on you. It's not, I don't know, just use discretion. Just think before you hit, because I've had to do that. I've had to back out. I was like, okay, do I really want to say this? And it's more powerful sometimes when you don't say nothing because they don't know what you're thinking. They don't know what you're thinking. You got a strategy on the brains. Use your brain. This has been so fun. Rachelle Ray Johnson. Oh, I can hear your grandmother calling you. Rachelle Ray, get in here. I can hear her. I don't know what my spirit. So she's channeling, okay? She's channeling right now.
The whole government.
You know, that is great. That is great. So I'm glad that you're holding it down there in Maryland and in the innovative space. She gave us some common sense wisdom. This is not brain science, but she goes deeper. She works with corporations. You know, she can work with Fortune 500, great innovatives, technology companies. She's in that space. Check her out, brains. I'm telling you, I bring you the best and the brightest right here on the edge. This is where you at. Look, it's your address. Look right here. Rachelle, please tell my brains how to get in contact with you to get more information, you know, on anything. I mean, this is just like a great informational summit that you could give your employees virtually. You got to go.
Yes. You can reach me on all my platforms at Creative with a Cat, Creative Inc. LLC. So that's at Creative Inc. LLC. Same thing, website is creativeincllc.com. But the place we have the most fun, the creatives join me on Facebook at Rachelle Ray Johnson. That is actually Rachelle Ray Johnson on Facebook. You can't miss the purple hair.
No, that, you know, and I'm going to have all that down there. I'm not going to let them miss you. You know, that's, I can't let them do that. You are a wealth of knowledge. You are so fun. Thank you for just letting us be ourselves and, you know, just trying to give you some common sense wisdom on how to scale up your game financially. You know, those tips, check out your kids too, what they doing, and connect with people, be grounded, give philanthropically. You know, to whom is given, much is required. You know, yes. And I am my brother and sister's keeper. And I'm so glad I got
this. Amen, yes.
Okay, so brains, go like, hurry up, love, subscribe to both me and Rachelle Ray Johnson. Our stuff, you know, are you on the edge with me right here? YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, all of that good stuff. And be careful about the business that you be putting out in the world. So.